So, no doubt you've heard the term letting go and letting God. What the heck does that mean? Well, today's topic is helping you understand what letting go and letting God means and to put that into context. And I'm going to do my best to put God into context, as quantum as that topic may be. We're going to keep it simple for us little humans here on planet Earth on how what letting go and letting God means. And in case you didn't know, I'm an online marketer for, I do that for work, and I'm the founder of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, and I help members understand what are people looking for. So I do what's called keyword marketing research, and I looked up letting go and letting God, and when I do my research, I get great ideas because I want to know what are people want to know. So last week we talked about how to be happy. There are more than 40,000 searches a month of how to be happy. So I thought, hey, that's a good one. I think we have an audience there. And this week I looked up letting go and letting God. There's 10,000 searches a month plus just on that term. It's like, are people, I kind of got it. But then when I started to become a student of consciousness and I understood the map of consciousness, you start to understand what letting go and letting God means. So I'm here to talk to you about that today. But before we get started, welcome to your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I am your trumpeter of truth and happy host, Liz Gracia. And I've been a student of consciousness since, over 10 years now. And what led me to that was a quantum spiritual awakening in 2003, for which I will eventually write a book because it was an amazing story to tell. So just keep nudging me to go, write the book, Liz, write the book. I'll write the book. Trust me, it's a good one. It's going to be like a beach one. It's kind of a good beachy one too, but I don't know. I got to figure out how I'm going to write it. So anyway, letting go and letting God is the topic today. But before we go, before we get started, I like to share our weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. So we're going to do this every week because this is going to start kind of realigning your energies with truth and power. Where is there, there are there's many levels of truth, which is kind of funny. Because I love to refer to that movie, I think it was called A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson, where they're in the courtroom and Jack Nicholson says, "You can't handle the truth." Well, and there's another movie that Jack Nicholson is in. I think it's the one with Diane Keaton where she's a playwright in Manhattan, or she lives on Long Island. And he says something about the truth. He says something about his version of the truth, and she says, "Truth has no version." But in fact, truth does have versions when you understand the map of consciousness. When you're operating from a different level of consciousness, you don't see the highest truth of something. You see the level of truth that you're at, which is totally fine. As you go up the map, there are higher and higher truths. And when you hit 500, you get into the land of non-linear spiritual truth. This is really where the real truth, power, love is the truth, is at 500 or above. You really start to get it. So there are versions of the truth, even though when Diane Keaton said it, it sounded true. Because, she's recognizing who the character of Jack Nicholson is. He definitely had versions of the truth for whatever woman he was with, right? Anyway, it was a great movie, one I loved, and I've watched often. All right, what are we doing here? All right, we're talking about letting go and letting God and levels of truth. But, so I'm introducing this week's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. So, let me tell you what it is. I need to look at my little notes here. Okay. So this week, we're looking at the levels of consciousness of being genuine. So I want you guys to think about this, and I'm going to give you the answer to this at the end. Because for you to kind of consider it and think about it and feel the energy of all of it, you're starting to align yourself with higher levels of truth. So which is of higher consciousness? That's the question of the day. To be genuine to be faithful or to be balanced. And these are parts of what Dr. Hawkins called spiritual foundations. So part of your spiritual foundation would be to be genuine, faithful, and balanced. These are all of higher spiritual natures. But we'll tell you what they calibrate at the end of this this podcast. So that's, and I'm going to distract you, but I want you to think about that. I'm going to give you a second to write it down and think about it and see how you feel, because feeling it is what matters. The energy of each of those is calibratable, which is interesting. Has a different energy. Each one has a different energy. Each one has a different level of truth in it and a different level of power. And we'll talk about what is truth in another episode. We're building on all of this. So every week, whatever shows up, go with it, have fun with it. Look back to older episodes because it helps you contextualize everything. You kind of get what she's talking about. And if you're new to this, you're going to want to take a look at my earliest episodes are what are called foundational basics. So you understand levels of consciousness and where I'm coming from, who the teacher is, what's going on here, right? So, so let's get into letting go and letting God, and what does that mean? So Dr. Hawkins did this really comprehensive lecture, and I don't even know if it's available anymore. It was like a 2-hour lecture on YouTube. And I do recommend Googling Dr. David R. Hawkins' consciousness. And there's tons of short videos on all different topics in consciousness, which I'm covering as well. I'm taking what I've learned from him and from my own experience and my own observation to help you raise your own level of consciousness and come into just balance. To be balanced is an amazing feeling if you're not there yet. To be neutral is a huge and freeing place to be. So Dr. Hawkins did a video, and I think the group he was addressing was Alcoholics Anonymous. And it was a revelation to me on what he was sharing, because it helped me understand where I was at in my own life on some significant issues. So part of the 12 steps in Alcoholics Anonymous, and just so you know, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous calibrates at 540 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's huge. Only 0.4% of the planet ever gets there to that level. So to have a program to follow that will line you up with higher consciousness and integrity, Alcoholics Anonymous, go Google it, read it. You may resist it because you don't want to take responsibility for your life, possibly. If you're resisting it, you don't want to let go of something that's of lower nature. So resistance to that is unwillingness to let go of something. And that's 540 is a huge ask. But if you're an alcoholic, you've got to be, any type of addiction is no fun. And I've had the feeling that victimhood in itself, anything below 200, is kind of an addiction energetically that keeps you stuck where you don't want to be. So anything, if you apply those 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous to, let's say, some victimhood thing you got running, like, poor me, I got this. Poor me, God doesn't love me. Read that and know that you are aligning with unconditional love at that level. A level of consciousness that is absolutely loving, unconditionally loving, is in the energy of that is in that. And it's helping you to get out from where you are. So I'm pretty sure Dr. Hawkins brought up letting go and letting God, or understanding it. If you're operating below 200 on any issue, there's no support there. And Einstein has a quote, Albert Einstein, who, by the way, calibrates at 499 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of genius. Most geniuses calibrate at 499. And then they hit a spiritual gateway. They don't hit 500 because they're caught up in the mind, which is the level of 400, which is where many people, brilliant people, get stuck. because they're enamored with the mind and science. And there's a lot of truth and higher consciousness in science, but there's greater truth to be understood and enjoyed and experienced when you break through to 500 above. Trust me, you are not in Kansas anymore in a good way. All right. So Dr. Hawkins is pointing out, and it's already been calibrated through his research, that anything below 200 on the map of consciousness, which is, I'm going to go up to the map from the lowest, shame, guilt, apathy, fear, grief and loss, hate and anger, cravingness, desire and wantingness, resentfulness, bitterness, and pride and righteousness. All those emotions are valuable and legitimate. You absolutely do not want to disparage yourself or consider or judge yourself or criticizing yourself for having these feelings. You have them. They could have been triggered by something that traumatized you as a kid and you bury them. So you gotta forgive yourself for not knowing any better. And I'm helping you and I'm helping myself by accepting that you have these feelings and it's okay. You just don't want to hang out there anymore and be the victim of them. You got to step into courage and say, I'm willing to let go of victimhood of this. It's old, it's tiring, it's a bore, it's getting me nowhere. I hate it, all right? Hate it if you want. But you got to learn to let it go, which we're going to learn how to let go next episode. Right now, I just want to talk about putting into context what is letting go and letting God mean. So Einstein said, and I went on a tangent, I didn't finish what I was saying. Einstein said, you cannot solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it. So what's that saying is, if you're swimming around in a problem, anger, hatred, fear, grief, what, shame and guilt, whatever, you cannot solve it from your own level of consciousness. You have to look outside yourself or within yourself. This is really the way to go. But when you get pretty low, you need help. All right. Sometimes you need someone else to help you out of it, someone of higher consciousness who can walk you through it, like a therapist, as an example. So, or a good friend who is of someone who you admire who is of higher consciousness. Watch something of higher consciousness. I watch television and I have to say, I'm a junkie for the Gilmore Girls. The Gilmore Girls calibrates at 350 on the map of consciousness. And for whatever reason, it was soothing and a healing for me to watch that. And I watched that, which had 150 episodes throughout the whole series. I've watched it 4 or 5 times. Find something of higher consciousness. And there's stuff online that tells you, you know, what's of higher consciousness in TV and the movies these days. It's good to know. But I when I discovered the level of consciousness of the Gilmore Girls, I understood it was healing for me. And it was no wonder I watched it so much, because it's loving community, it's loving family, it's loving relationships. It's funny, it's adoring, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on there. So anyway, if you're operating from a lower level of consciousness, God, so to speak, God is there. God is present in everything. But the level of consciousness that you need to get out of it is higher consciousness. You need to step into courage. That's the first level. So if you can't do it on your own, you need help. You need help for someone to help you step into courage. This is what coaches are about. Coaches are working on empowering you. That's stepping into courage on something and letting go, willingness to let go of whatever you're suffering with, anger or resentment or judgment of others. Judgment and criticism of others is simply outward expression of what's really going on within you, because you're judging. The energy of judgment is running. You want to get rid of it, so you think throwing it out there at someone else is going to help, but it's not. It just perpetuates what's going on within you. So letting go and letting God means you've got to learn to let go of whatever the grievance is, whatever the suffering is, whatever the victimhood is. And we'll talk about that next week and how to let go. Or at least look at the map. Look at the map of consciousness. It's available at Dr. Hawkins' websites and all of his books. I have links to all of this stuff on trumpeteroftruth.com, so you can access the resources I'm suggesting here. And if you're in anger, as for an example, because anger is a big one. Anger is a huge, of all the ways to let go of something, how to let go of anger is the biggest searched one, how to let go of anger. So anger, if you're coming up from craving, wantingness, and fear, and loss, and blame, and shame, anger is actually a good thing because you're tired of the other levels. And you're starting getting the power to show it, but you don't want to express anger at somebody, and you don't want to repress it and suppress it anymore either. So look towards the map, like, how do I get out of anger? And the next level is righteous pride. And I myself felt, so you got to let go of the anger and be willing to enter into the next level. I'm willing to experience righteous pride right now. Or I'm willing just to step into courage and let go of the resentment, because there's no power there. There's no power in the anger. It's not going to get you where you want to go. It's going to keep you stuck. Or what I've come to is like willing to be neutral on it. Like, you're angry about something right now, as an example, or you're fearful, or you're whatever. What if you just decide, I'm going to be neutral on it and I'm going to let it go? And this is where stepping into neutrality is letting God help you. When you enter into courage, you're letting God, so to speak, help you, because there's more power. There's more alignment with your willingness to let something go. You're saying, okay, God, I need your help. God, and Hawkins, I think he calibrated this on one of the lectures. It calibrates as true that when you address God for help, God does not ignore you. You may think God does. It does, higher consciousness. And if you have a hard time with God, which you very well may have a hard time with God because you're operating from lower levels on something, that's just your perspective at that level. It's not true. God is infinitely loving and present within all of us all the time. I mean, that's the truth. And I've studied enlightenment. I have an understanding of enlightenment and what the truth is at higher levels. Dr. Hawkins speaks of this because he is operating from the experience of higher levels. God is ever present. Look in my eyes, look in your own eyes, look in the mirror. God is ever present in every single cell of your body. That's the truth. Hard to believe, but true. Okay. I've had fleeting moments and inklings of this understanding and experience. I can tell you, Hawkins tells you the truth about it. This is the truth. Buddha, Christ, Krishna, all of the avatars throughout history are telling you the truth. You don't understand it because you're not there yet and you're not perceiving that yet, but it is true. So God is present on all levels, but if you're holding on to anger or whatever, you're not willing to let it go. That's your free will. That's your willingness, okay, to stay in this attractor field of whatever it is. Anger is our example right now. I'm going to do a whole episode on letting go of anger. I have to. It's wanted. I've noticed that in my keyword research. Anyway, God, so to speak, is at 200 and above. And the only reason you're not feeling that God's helping you is because you're not giving that your attention. You're giving where you're in. You're in the thick of the, I like to call it a toilet bowl. When you're in the lower levels, it's a downward pulling energy. The energy is magnetically pulling you down. And I recognized this when I started to feel hatred, which is very unlike me to feel hatred about anything. I'm like, I'm going down the toilet with hatred. I got to get out of here. So look at the map, realign yourself. Say, God, I'm ready for your help, whatever you want to call it. I call it higher consciousness. I'm just grateful for higher consciousness, period. That's what I go with. keep God out of the equation, because, you know, God can be messy when you're perceiving from lower levels. You don't want to, you don't trust God at lower levels. Trust me, I know. All right, so I'm willing to accept there's higher levels of consciousness that love and care about life and each one of us. I just put my attention there, okay? And neutral's a great one, I think, personally. And I've experienced neutrality. So letting go and letting God is simply saying, I'm ready to let go of this lower level of consciousness I'm in, whatever it is. Don't give it too much. Don't I label it too much. Just say it's of lower level. I'm tired. It's a bore. I've just said it's a bore. I'm ready to move on. And then decide you want to be neutral. And then the attractor field for neutrality, I want to be happy. The attractor field is going to start to line up. And it takes time and intention to let go of the resistance. You'll start to feel the resistance let go. So letting go and letting God is admitting you've got to seek higher power. That's what the 12 steps, there's a part in there about letting go and letting God. Whether you want to call it God or life, I like to call God, I call it life. It's a little softer because life is everything, which God is everything too. I call it higher consciousness. I'm softening up around God. I have had resistance to using the word God, but I'm softening up around it because, you know, God's our best friend, really. Super funny, by the way. Higher consciousness is very good natured and loving and amazing. All right. So I hope that I describe letting go and letting God, what that means. It simply means you're operating from a lower level of consciousness on something. Consciousness calibrations has proven there's no power there. And if anything, it's a downward pulling. So you've got to give your attention to the higher powers, whatever level that is, you know. You don't have to seek God at the high, you know, Jesus is at 1,000. You can ask Jesus for help. It's a good idea, especially you have a relationship and understanding of Jesus. Jesus is like highly compassionate and understanding, okay? Even someone who's understanding is enough at 400. You have an understanding of where you're at. And I can say, I have an understanding of where you're at. And I understood what I had to do. So I'm asking you to understand, which is at 400, that you've got to seek a higher level. Go to the map of consciousness, look at the map, decide what do you feel comfortable asking for right now? Help with being neutral. Being neutral is like, that's a total letting go to become neutral. Boom. You can feel it. It's a release. It's like a relief. You're like, you know what? There is nothing I can do about this. Admit. There is nothing I can do about being angry right now except for letting it go. Not burying it. Say, here's an affirmation for you. I'm willing to no longer suppress, repress, and express this feeling I have. I'm willing to let it go, but I understand I need help with it, and I'm asking for it now. I'm asking for help right now, and I'm willing to align with it. So, love is the truth. Supposed to end that. I will end this episode with love is the truth. But there's your your affirmation about letting go. There's a couple of them. When you say, I understand, you're using the process of higher consciousness, which is in the 400s. Super powerful. Use it. I'm saying, take it, use it for your advantage, this understanding. You've got a mind. Let's use it. I understand that I got to let go of lower levels of consciousness and align with higher ones. That's one affirmation. A second affirmation is, I'm willing to release the need to be angry. I'm willing to release the need to be fill in the blank, whatever it is. Now you're entering into getting alignment with higher energy attractor fields. Okay, now we've got to review the quiz, the answer to the quiz. So the answer to the quiz, all right, so we're looking at genuine. Being genuine calibrates at 255 on the map of consciousness. That is of higher consciousness, and it's just above neutral. So it's a great place. If you're genuine, you're operating from a healthy level of consciousness. To be faithful is of a significantly high level of consciousness at 365. This is the land of consciousness so that you are willing to accept you're the creator of your own life. And being faithful is not a judgment thing. It's an actual feeling in consciousness that you actually are that, and you're happy to be that to others. So faith, being faithful, is a powerful level of consciousness to align with. And here's a beautiful one, being balanced. And I'm actually feeling myself being more balanced, which is a beautiful thing. And that calibrates at 305 on the map of consciousness. Now, again, all of these levels are quantum leaps between each other, right? 10 to the 255th power, 10 to the 305th power, 10 to the 365th power. We all have all of these qualities within us, for sure. Some of them may be stronger than others. So you don't want to judge yourself. You can just decide, oh, I think I want to be faithful on this issue now. I'm ready to step into that. Or I'm really ready to step into being balanced and start just setting your intention. Set your intention for where you want to be. So I hope you enjoyed the quiz. And the more Dr. Hawkins' research has proven that just exposure to what I'm sharing with you will kind of shore up your energies, recontextualize how you operate, and put into understanding how to lead your life on any issues that you have going on in your life. If you enjoy what's going on here, please comment, or you have any questions, please ask them. I'd love to have questions. Gives me topics for more episodes on how to help you. Put it in the comments below on the whether I don't know if you can do it on a podcast, but I do have a podcast website on YouTube. You can for sure do it, or visit my website at trumpeteroftruth.com, or email me liz@trumpeteroftruth.com. If you are getting value out of this, please let me know. I want to know that I am of value, and hopefully I am helping you raise your own level of consciousness and enter into balanced way of being. And I promised you, if I can do it, you can do it. And I'm enjoying a balanced way of being right now. There's not a tug of war going on, really. On occasion, if I think about it, I can create a tug of war, but it's easy to let those go. And it's quite freeing and fun to start stepping into greater levels of happiness, acceptance of who you are, and loving yourself. It's a fun place to be, and it's not a egotistical thing at all. It's just relaxing and peaceful and fun. So you can subscribe to the podcast at trumpeteroftruthradio.com and the YouTube channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And next episode, we're going to actually talk about how to let go. And I have a feeling that episode you're going to come back to again and again, because I find myself having to come back to again and again how to let go. And I have a fair amount of experience to share with you and different things to take a look at in your own process of letting go and coming into higher levels of consciousness. And love is the truth, guys. You may not believe it, but it is. It calibrates at 500 on the map of consciousness. And just because you don't experience it or not aware of it, I'm making you aware of it. And your own understanding and rational mind will be like, you know what? I got to let go of, I'm willing to let go of the belief that love is the truth and understand that it truly is. See you next week. This is Liz Garcia from Trumpeter of Truth Radio and TV.com. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.